We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, delightful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Q-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates more than $24 million to Tanzania for bridge construction. In eco news, an Indian green hero plants trees to safeguard our animal co-inhabitants. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization, which is dedicated to helping the disadvantaged around the world. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 17th, is the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, established in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly. The 2011 theme, focusing on bringing about prosperity for all, is From Poverty to Sustainability, People at the Center of Inclusive Development. Events held worldwide include concerts, interfaith gatherings, and signing call to action petitions. In the face of concerns including climate change and rising food prices, it emphasizes the importance of building sustainable futures. This is a way to help ensure thriving livelihoods with disadvantaged people being part of the decision-making process. May global citizens continue to work together to quickly bring about a planet in which everyone lives in security, peace, and abundance.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from the Philippines. On September 27th, floods caused by Typhoon Nasat, or Pedring, swept through the northern Philippine region of Luzon, claiming at least 52 lives and displacing over 2,600 families. Police and soldiers worked to rescue and assist the victims. Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our association members please go to offer aid to the most desperate and donated $10,000 sent with all her love and prayers. This amount could acquire $135,000 in urgent items if purchased in the United States based on the Philippines' cost of living. Covering their own travel and related expenses of $1,580, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan joined our Philippine association member in Manila. Together, they traveled to Navota City near Manila, where the Department of Social Welfare Office directed them to the most vulnerable neighborhoods. Local officials worked to assist the relief team throughout the operation. By October 5th, food supplies were bought and repacked for distribution the next day, and included rice, cooking oil, soy sauce, and vinegar.
Oh, I'd like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for all the help she's given to the victims of the Typhoon Pedring. More than the goods, I think it's the hope that she's given to these people. Because right now they're homeless, and what they really need is hope, because they've lost everything. So thank you very much.
With appreciation for the care of the Philippine officials, we join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support of the flood victims and our association's relief team for their caring efforts. May such disastrous weather events be eased through our greater consideration toward all beings in the ecosphere.
Severe storms batter southeast Queensland, Australia. Fierce thunderstorms packed with heavy rain, hail, and wind lashed southeast Queensland on Saturday, October 15th, damaging homes and businesses, as well as causing a number of related road accidents, one of which resulted in a fatality. The storms, which swept through Brisbane, Ipswich, and the Gold Coast, brought down power lines, resulting in loss of electricity for thousands. The State Emergency Service, or SES, reported having received over 80 calls for help, and officials were assessing the damage, which, although widespread, was fortunately said not to be major. Our appreciation, Queensland State Emergency Service personnel and officials, for your swift and caring response to the intense storm conditions. With heaven's blessings, may such weather extremities be curbed through humanity's adoption of kinder, earth-balancing ways.
Bosnia's largest nature reserve consumed by fire. sparked in an inaccessible area and fanned by strong winds, a blaze that ignited on Friday, October 14th, engulfed a full 80% of the 7,400-hectare Bosnia's Hutovo Blato Nature Reserve before firefighters were able to extinguish it on Saturday afternoon. The unique area is comprised mainly of sub-Mediterranean marshland that has been created by an underground system of the Krupa River and is considered one of Europe's most important nature reserves. Park manager Nikola Zovko stated that many of the region's 160 native bird species, along with other mammals and reptiles, sadly perished, along with total destruction of more than 600 species of plants and habitat for over 240 types of migrating birds that attract thousands of visitors who in the past have come to watch as they fill the lake and its surroundings.
So sad as we are to know of this tragedy, we send our appreciation for the efforts of all park and firefighting personnel.
As we pray for the smooth restoration of the park's abundance, may we strive to protect all fellow inhabitants, animals and humans alike, as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Veg go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 464. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Railway links North Korea and Russia. On Thursday, October 13, 2011, a ceremony attended by officials from both countries inaugurated the first stage of restored train service between North Korea and Russia's Far East. The opening represents a culmination of several years of cooperative efforts by specialists from both countries and now links Rajin, North Korea to Kazan, Russia. Plans include restoration of the entire Trans-Korean line to be connected with Russia's Trans-Siberian Railway for increased passenger travel as well as trade between the two nations. Our sincere congratulations, Russia and North Korea, on this rail service connecting your nations. May you be graced with continued expansion of harmonious cooperation that improves the lives of both countries' citizens.
Chinese college students recycle to help Tibetan orphan. Wishing to encourage fellow students from rural areas in Tibet toward a goal of staying in school, 10 sophomores from Yangzhou University began gathering recyclables with funds donated to help young Seringyatan, an orphan they had learned of who lives with his grandmother. Carrying large satchels and going door to door for the recyclable bottles and other items, the students have been dubbed the Sack Brothers and have gained national attention and online support. Heading the endeavor is student Li Sheng, who said that he thinks recycling is better than donations or charity sales because it also fulfills a social responsibility to the environment. He also expressed hope to expand their efforts, saying, "I believe we can help more Tibetan children." Bravo, and our heartfelt thanks, Li Sheng and fellow Good Samaritans, for your kind-hearted help. Blessed be such benevolent examples as yours in inspiring us all toward a more loving, giving, and green world community. Upon hearing of the students' compassionate initiative, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $5,000 to share with their help, with thanks and all her love.
Save our planet. TerraCycle of New Jersey, USA, reports that as of October 2011, it is now transforming around 1 billion pieces of so-called waste each month by collecting materials like juice pouch packaging and flip-flop sandals, then turning them into creative and eco-friendly products such as folders, backpacks, and even playgrounds.
Save our planet. The Los Angeles, California, USA area experiences record-setting heat with downtown temperatures of 37.2 degrees Celsius or 11 degrees above normal on October 12, 2011.
Save our planet. At a mid-October 2011 meeting of the UN Convention to Combat Desertification, experts cited the loss of 24 billion tons of soil annually to factors such as erosion and livestock grazing of livestock as they urge for actions to reverse the process.
Hi viewers, I'm Ocho the New, and I'm eating wholesome plants and grains. Today, I'm here with a computer tip. When using Microsoft Word program, you can easily change the header or footer of your document. Simply open either of them by double left clicking on that portion of your document, make the changes, exit, and save your work. Work will automatically update all the pages. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
We'll be right back.
humanitarian news, Japan donates more than $24 million to Tanzania to construct a bridge. The two-lane Rusumo International Bridge will link the East African country with neighboring Rwanda. It will replace the current 40-year-old structure and facilitate increased trade between the two nations. Japan is also contributing over $480,000 towards a feasibility study with the goal of easing road traffic congestion in Dar es Salaam, the largest city in Tanzania. Our sincere appreciation, Japan, for your generosity. May your kindness bring many benefits to the warm-hearted people of the region.
In Eco News, an Indian green hero plants trees to safeguard our animal co-inhabitants. During the past 20 years, Mr. Devi Ram Gurjar has planted approximately 500 trees to create a path on a 3-kilometer forest area between Ranathampur National Park and Kela Devi Sanctuary. This provides a corridor for tigers to reach a pond for water. In addition, Mr. Gurjar has seeded trees on his own adjacent property. He also visits surrounding villages, sharing information on the vital importance of woodlands. A hearty salute, Mr. Devi Ram Gurjar, on your devotion to safeguarding our earth and her inhabitants. May many more individuals join in such noble efforts for a vibrant planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Devi Ram Gurjar with the Shining World Hero Award and $10,000 to further his good work with all gratitude and love.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization, which is a generous supporter of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Please stay tuned for more giving news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, befitting news for a worthy world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization, which has provided urgently needed humanitarian aid to countries including Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Somalia.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization, JHCO, is dedicated to helping the disadvantaged, both within the nation and in other countries. His Royal Highness Prince Rashid bin Al-Hassan is president of the nonprofit, which was founded in 1990. JHCO is also committed to sharing Muslim culture with the world.
For a number of years, JHCO has been a generous supporter of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, for Palestine refugees in the Near East, donating and delivering urgently required aid to the people of Gaza Strip. Furthermore, the organization has helped Iranian refugees staying in Jordan and manage the Al Ruashed camp. Other donations by the group include a 10-ton shipment of aid and medical equipment to Somalia in September 2011.
Relief efforts have also been focused on countries including Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and Thailand. Our heartfelt appreciation, the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization, for your loving care extended to brethren. May we soon see a world of harmony and abundance for all, with Allah's immense blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Formosan or Taiwanese entitled Neighborly Chat.
And now offer our viewers heartlines on The Real Love, a spectacular musical held on August 27, 2011 in Pasadena, California, USA, in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary, presenting Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound verses set to soul-stirring music by Oscar and 5-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasher, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and 2-time Grammy winner David Shire, with a stellar cast and guest stars including Oscar, Emmy, Tony winners and nominees.
The Real Love is a really fantastic musical show. I am so touched by Supreme Master Ching Hai's stories, by her beautiful heaven-sent poems, and by her real love for the human race, for the planet, and for the animals. Thank you so much, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I wish everyone in the world could have chance to see this show and could be awakened up as soon as possible. I love you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Lijuan from Nantes, France.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. Loving Lijuan, I'm also touched by the talents and dedication of all involved in the show, and your heartfelt note brings some warmth into my heart. Thank you for your kindness. May you be blessed and beautiful friends.
Dear Supreme Master Television, thank you for broadcasting The Real Love. I enjoyed it a lot. The music is so powerful and touching. The drama is also presented so nicely. I like the roles of all the actors and actresses. Saraswati from Kathmandu, Nepal.
Vibrant Lijuan and Saraswati, it is lovely to receive your sweet notes. We are so happy to hear that you enjoyed this once-in-a-lifetime show, The Real Love. The performance by a stellar cast, exquisite poetry, brilliant musical arrangements, and deeply moving story inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's life are to be long cherished. May heaven's grace be with you and the pure-minded people of France and Nepal.
Do you have a heartline today? We will be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with joy and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With an address by Mexico's President Felipe Calderón, highlighting a theme of brotherly unity and peace, the 16th Pan American Games opens in this year's host city of Guadalajara, Mexico, bringing together top athletes from 42 nations in friendly competition for the next 2.5 weeks.
In a vote held to address Chilean citizens' requests for changes in the country's educational system, Prensa Latina News Agency reports that 93% voted in favor of free public education, with responsibilities to be transferred from municipalities to a centralized department.
The Singaporean Red Cross donates an initial $156,000 to Cambodia and Thailand for emergency flood relief, with the goal of raising more than $1 million through a public campaign continuing through November 30, 2011.
The government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, holds first-ever peace talks with the Mongla group at Kingtung, where both sides formally agreed to a ceasefire, as well as the reopening of liaison offices and restoring of staff for improved health, education, and other services to the region.
UK-based international contemporary art magazine Art Review names Chinese artist and activist Ai Weiwei, whose expressions include sculpture, architecture, photography, and film, as this year's most important art figure in the world.
Prime Minister of Montenegro Igor Lukšić and United Arab Emirates Economy Minister Sultan bin Said Al Mansouri sign agreements to further shared investment and trade exchange between their countries in the areas of industry, agriculture, and tourism.
In an effort to assist Pakistan following a second year of major flooding, Japan's International Cooperation Agency purchases $450,000 in necessary items from within the country for distribution to those in need, while announcing the Japanese government's additional $10 million donation as relief aid.
Bosco Verticali, designed by Italian architect Stefano Boeri to feature 27 stories of terraced trees, is now under construction in Milan, Italy, with plans to fulfill the vision of becoming the first ever vertical forest in the world.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.